I could not be more excited to share this client breakthrough episode with you. Today, I'm sitting down with my amazing client, Andrea Barris, and we're talking about the mindset shift that made the absolute biggest difference in our work together. When Andrea and I first started coaching, she was in the midst of one of the most difficult years of her life, but she came to me with a big goal to hit more consistent income months in her business. Through our work together, she made some really significant mindset shifts that helped her to niche her work, attract perfect fit clients, and craft a sales process that felt good and converted better because of it. In this episode, we let you in on exactly what shifted that helped her to start treating her business like a business and seeing bigger, more consistent income months because of it. Andrea is one of the most genuine and relatable people I know, so no matter where you are in life or business, you'll want to tune in because I know there's a breakthrough of your own waiting to happen. You're listening to One Simple Shift, and I'm your host, Amanda Joyce Weber, the mindset coach and business mentor that believes it is possible to have a beautiful, balanced life and a successful, thriving business. In fact, what if success wasn't as complicated as everyone was making it out to be? What if the magic formula you've been looking for has been you all along? Each week, I cut through the noise and bring you one simple, actionable mindset shift you can implement today to completely transform the way you show up daily and the results you see because of it. All success starts with the right mindset, and it's time that you create the life and business you've always dreamed of. Let's get started. My guest today is Andrea Barris. Andrea is an experienced brand designer helping service-based business professionals to create captivating, intuitive, and standout brands. She also specializes in high-level white label brand design for fellow creatives who are booked out and need a helping hand, and for marketing and web agencies who want to expand their service offering to include branding. Through her work, she loves to inspire, empower, and connect with people who recognize the value and power of good design, collaborating with those who want to grow their businesses and bring their ideas to life with the help of a dedicated creative partner. Andrea, welcome to One Simple Shift. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I am super excited to be here.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you.
Sorry to interrupt you. I was going to say, I feel like I need to go, hello, hello, my simple shifters.
Seriously, this episode is so near and dear to my heart because Andrea has been a client of mine for over a year at this point and has been just such an amazing and powerful testament to the incredible work that is mindset and sales. And I just know that she has so many gems that she's going to share with you today. And this is going to be such a juicy episode. So I'm so excited to dive in. So Andrea, I could talk about you forever, but to keep that from happening, why don't you first share with listeners who you are, what it is that you do in your own words? Of course, I read your bio, but would just love for you to let them in on all the things.
Awesome. Thank you. So my name's Andrea Barris, as Amanda has already told you. I have been designing for over a decade and I specialize in branding for service professionals. I also offer white label services and partner with fellow creatives, web designers, marketing agencies to enable them to offer their clients more through what I do and to also take the pressure off them if they are overbooked and have too much on their plate, basically. So I really love that because I am a helper by nature. I always want to help people and create impact for people and just make change and, you know, really kind of help everybody. So obviously doing that for my own clients through the branding, but double doing it through doing branding and design for my white label clients. So
yes. Oh my goodness. So good. And I know that this has really unfolded so much during our time together. So would just love for you to share a little bit about where you were at the beginning of our work together. I know these client breakthrough episodes can be so powerful because I think a lot of times we hear the big and shiny result at the end, but we don't always hear kind of where things started and how everything transpired. And I think that's so valuable for people to have evidence of going into building their own business, working through their own fears, and so many of those parts and pieces that we know are at play there.
Yes, I'm so excited about this because it's something that I've actually been reflecting on so much lately, you know, where I was at when we first started working together. And I feel like I'm a completely different person in so many ways because, well, I mean, we're going to get onto all the things that I've learned through and kind of broken through in terms of our work together. But, you know, I just moved countries twice, really. I moved from South Africa to London and then from London up to Scotland. We'd gone through a bunch of moves before that. It was, you know, around the back end of the pandemic. So there was so much turbulence and kind of disruption in my life. And it really kind of knocked me off my feet in terms of my business. I'd been successfully, you know, running my business in South Africa. I never had an issue with finding clients. It was just flowing so smoothly. And then all the disruption happened. And, you know, I took some time off, obviously, to make the move and try and help settle my kids. I've got three children. And I really just lost a bit of confidence along the way and lost my place on my path, on my journey, and felt really despondent. I wasn't sure how to reconnect with a new audience, really, because I'm, you know, obviously moving away from South Africa. Most of my clients were South African. Now, you know, playing in a more international field, trying to make new connections here in Scotland, in the UK, it was really difficult. And I really was resistant to a lot of stuff too, because of where I was in terms of my mindset and my fears and just feeling really kind of low. So, you know, our work started and a lot of that shifted quite quickly. And it just, you know, those changes and the new rhythm became so natural. And that's kind of what's continued and helped me to grow to where I am right now. But, you know, one specific thing stands out for me is the white label work. And even though I'd been doing it for 1 or 2 or 3 years before we started working together, I was so resistant to actually owning it and kind of pushing it and creating it as an offer and creating it as a way to connect with other clients, well, to connect with clients, but also to connect with other designers and creatives. So just even calling myself a white label designer, I mean, you remember how resistant I was to like changing my website copy or changing my bio on Instagram and things like that, because it felt like it meant something so much bigger than it did in a way. And now I look back, and this is what I was saying just now about reflecting on it and thinking like, what was I so scared about? Like everything has worked out so well. Like I love it so much. It's such a big part of what I do now and who I work with. And, you know, it's created so many additional opportunities for me. At this moment, I'm actually rebranding one of the design studios for them. And obviously I connected with them through white label design first, and I do some of the white label design for them. So it's been such an amazing journey kind of embracing that and moving forward with the white label specifically.
Totally. I mean, I even remember thinking back to some of our very first few sessions together and even just talking through ideas, right? Because I think at the beginning you knew that you needed a sense of direction. Like you knew that you needed...
I was craving that. That's like what I needed so badly.
And yet I remember hearing you talk about the white label work and just thinking like, oh my gosh, she's so much more lit up by this than like any of these other ideas that are on here. Like this is totally the thing. And I remember you being like, well, let me sit with it. Let me think about it. I'm not sure.
And of course,
this is like part of the coaching process, right? Where I'm like, okay, like sit with that. Like I'm not here to push you into anything, but it was just so clear to me and I could see it so easily for you. And yet I think like you really doing the work to like come around and look at those fears and decide like, okay, like this isn't going to be the end of the world if it isn't, if I don't end up liking it, or I want to change it down the line, or, you know, I have to make a pivot from here, then at least I know. But I think so often so much fear comes up in those decisions, and we feel like we're going to get boxed in, or we feel like it's the forever plan. And then all of a sudden it just becomes this like really, really heavy thing. When in actuality, like, I think as soon as you really had that sense of direction, you ran with it. Like, you 100% like dug in and went for it. And I give you so much credit for that, because I think, you know, sometimes even after we've made the decision, it can be easy to backpedal. And I don't think you did that at all. I think you really went for it.
No, and I just going back to what you were saying there about like that heaviness and that fear of it being locked in and that's you forever, you know, I think that is a lot of what it is. And I think it's because we are surrounded by so many, you know, different outside influences, social media, things like that, showing us all these other creatives or entrepreneurs on their different journeys. And, you know, we all know this, you cannot compare yourself at your stage of your journey to someone else's end stage. But social media doesn't show you that, you know, we don't see that in such plain light on social media. So it's, you don't see all the, you know, the successful designers chopping and changing. So you think that you can't do that, but we don't see the 5-10 years journey that they've made to get to where they are. So that's exactly what it was, you know, that fear of committing and then overcoming that fear and realizing it's not actually, obviously you're committing and you're dedicating yourself and you're giving it a shot, but there's no kind of thing forcing me to stay and keep just doing that for the rest of my career, you know? So
no. And I think that's such a gift we can give ourselves too, is I always say, like, I always reserve the right to change my mind. And I think that that's so powerful, because if we feel like we're being boxed in, if we feel like the way it is now is the way it always has to be, it's so much harder to make decisions because they become so pressure filled and so heavy. So if you have that flexibility to say, like, I'm going to make the best decision I can right now, and I reserve the right to change my mind, all of a sudden it feels lighter. It feels so much easier to move forward. And I actually think we get such better information about the next move from that place. Even if we don't get the result we necessarily wanted, we at least have that knowledge. We have that information to know, okay, like, not this. Let me make another decision from here. And I think that is such a powerful mindset shift in itself, because then you're not holding the weight of the world on your shoulders. You know that you can literally change at any time, but you're still making the best decision for where you're at now.
For sure. And I think that with that, you know, realization, you also realize that it goes the other way too. You know, if you really notice that it's not working for you and it's not feeling right, and it makes that decision to let go of it a lot easier as well, because you're not feeling that, like, you know, that's pressure of failure and all of that too. So
it's, totally.
Yeah.
So I feel like, just thinking back on our work together, I feel like the biggest mindset shift from my perspective is, like, you really started to treat your business like a business. I think that was, like, such a huge thing. And of course, that's so nuanced, and there are so many parts and pieces of, like, how you showed up for that. But, like, for me as a coach, that just felt like such a huge shift to how you were thinking about it and how you were really going about so many of the things that you may have already been doing, but I think you really took them up to the next level in how you were going about them and the energy you brought to them. And I think that was just such a massive mindset shift. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I can't thank you enough for, like, the tools that you've given me. And you know, simple things that really just kind of shifted my perspective completely on how to do things. And like you say, how, you know, treating my business like a business and actually taking notice of, you know, the numbers and tracking things. And I mean, the lead tracker, and it's not something that you gave me. You just told me how I should do it. And I kind of just built this basic spreadsheet, and it's one of my favorite things right now. Like, if anyone ever asks me about my experience with working as a coach, I'm like, oh my God, Amanda she is amazing. She got me to track my leads. Like, it's just, it's so, I mean, I've used it, it sounds so basic, but I've actually used it in such a strategic way in terms of, you know, managing who I check in with, how I check in with them. As a mom of three kids, my brain isn't always that great at remembering things. So just, you know, making some notes on there and keeping track of like personal details. It's so easy for me to hop onto that sheet right now, grab whatever information I need, check when I last contacted someone, you know, see, I can also see how many are converting and what my kind of stats are, which is also really interesting. And that's just one tiny, simple little thing. There's been so many others that have just been such, but a breakthrough for me, really. Yeah.
Totally. I mean, I really see, I think there are two things that stand out to me. The first is definitely the lead tracker. I think that was a game changer in itself in terms of you being able to see that process through, I think is such a big thing, because I think that, you know, so often, especially early on in online business, we think like, okay, like they either converted or they didn't, right? And the truth is, so often the sales process is longer than we like to think, I guess is what I would say. And I always tell my clients, like, results aren't linear either, right? Like, we would really love to think like I put X in and I get X out and that's how this works. But the truth is, like, relationship building is a long game. So if you can actually know how your sales process works and know that you are building the relationships that are actually going to bring you business in the long term, it's a lot easier to, one, want to stick with that tracker so that you can actually see that play out. You can see, you can look at the data and see like what's working. How long does it generally take to convert? How is this all flowing? Because our brains love to spin out on those kind of things. But the other thing I would say there is, like, people just fall through the cracks if we're not tracking it. Like, I know this. Like, I know this from personal experience. I've seen it with clients. Like, we're, as much as we would like to think that we can keep everything in our head, like, we really just can't. And if we have warm leads by way of people who are DMing you, people who are reaching out, people who are liking all your stuff, people who are hopping on calls but might not be converting in the moment, people who are downloading investment guides, like, insert thing here. One of the best things you can do for your business is track those people, because those are the relationships you want to double down on. I think so often we almost dismiss it like, oh my gosh, they just didn't buy or they weren't interested. When in actuality, it's something that like time and relationship building will solve. And I think that's just so, so incredibly useful in business in general. So, I mean, I also will say that the lead tracker itself isn't the game changer here. It was your mindset around it. Like, you really committed to using it, right? You really committed to, okay, I'm going to write down these names. I'm going to follow through on this. I'm going to see how this works. And that's such a huge testament to mindset, because there are people who have the spreadsheet that aren't using it, you know, or there are people who have, like, in early on in my business, it was literally a like chalkboard in my office where I like had to have those people top of mind, or I just literally would not do anything with it. Right.
I think that's the thing, is finding what works for you. And I am very driven by, I mean, as you said, that's one part of the actual whole long process. But I'm driven by, I mean, I've always just loved lists. I've loved crossing things off lists. So having something like that where I'm like having to update it and go back to it and, you know, cross things off and check it. And it feels, I get that sense of satisfaction from it. And I think that's why it worked so well in that, you know, as part of the process for me.
And it's like a living, breathing thing in your business too, right? Like, it feels like this thing that is meant to be updated, is meant to be like in the game, as opposed to something that's like just in a folder somewhere that you never look at. Like, I think that in itself is such a game changer.
For sure. And also, just going back to what you were saying about, you know, the relationship building being a long game, I really experienced this. And I just think that it's worth mentioning, you know, the first 6 months of our work together, I really saw the fruit of that in the following 6 months. Like, I wasn't seeing the, I mean, obviously there was major improvement and growth in those 6 months for me, but I probably wasn't seeing the consistency that I would have liked to have seen by that stage. But as we continued, I mean, it's so weird. It's like we had that conversation at the end of the 6 months about consistency, and the following 6 months were literally consistent every single month. Like, I mean, more than consistent some months. So I look back and I can see that it's those connections that I made in the first quarter, in the second quarter of the year. It's those people that I had a phone conversation with 3 months ago that I've come back because I've kind of stayed in touch with them. And even if when I say stay in touch, I'm not emailing them and bugging them all the time or anything like that. It's just, you've connected with somebody on a call, probably you're following them on Instagram, you're starting to engage more with their content, you are just becoming top of mind for them. And just that in itself was so powerful, like for my business and creating those relationships. And nothing has been forced or awkward, or I would probably say, you know, a couple of years ago, I was like super anti-sales and not really, I would just be like, if it comes to me, it comes, and, you know, I never followed up and things like that. And I just now, I think part of that is that fear of being salesy, and that's a really common fear for service-based entrepreneurs online, especially. They don't want to come across as salesy. There's a way to do it that is not cringy and it's not icky. We can do it in a really authentic and natural way. And that's just like something that you've really helped me to realize and take through with me. So yes, I know we've spent a large amount of time talking about a spreadsheet. It's not only about that. It's really about that, the whole process. And that's really just one part of it. But it is, there's a way to make it natural. There's a way to make it feel like it fits for you and for your target market and for how you want to be seen and how you want to run your business.
Totally. Oh my gosh. I resonate so much with what you said there about like, oh, it'll just like come to me or it won't kind of thing. Like, I think there is almost this like, I don't know if entitlement is the right word, but this like attitude where it's almost like, well, I don't have to try for it. Or like, there's almost this like value and not having to work for it. And I just find that like the people who get the best results, the people who really see like becoming that version of future you that they literally once dream about, are the people who don't mind working for it. I don't mean it has to feel hard, and I don't mean you have to like struggle or like work 24 hours a day or anything like that. But like, I think that there's such value and this energy of like, I know what I want and I'm not afraid to go after it, that I think is just not given enough space in this like online dialogue. Because I really saw that with you. Like, you were not someone who sat on her hands and just like waited for it to flow to you. You were someone who was like, I know what I want. I know I want consistent income months, and I'm here to make it happen. And you moved from that place. And I almost think it's like this, almost like a more masculine energy to move from sometimes, because it's very much that like, I am deciding and I am moving and this is happening kind of place. And I think you brought that to the income tracking as well, right? Like, all of Andrea's shifts can be summed up in spreadsheets. No, I'm kidding.
It's so bizarre because I'm like super anti numbers and maths and spreadsheets. I mean, I've never used a spreadsheet in my life.
But yeah, like I think I remember like early on in our coaching us having that conversation of like, at some point the income might dip below what we want for like that consistent target. And that's okay. That's kind of how businesses work, right? Like it's how the stock market works. If we know businesses were just going to grow year over year over year, there would be no guessing in that, right? Like, I think there's value in recognizing that we can strive for those consistent months and we can also be okay if it dips below. But you were like, I remember you being like, no, this is what I want. And I was like, okay, great, super. Glad we had this combo.
I definitely, you know, I mean, I was going to bring that up as well, because it has been a takeaway for me in terms of managing my expectations and just being realistic. I mean, like you said, it's not like a grocery store earns the exact same amount every single month. And I think this again is where we are not misled, but just by seeing what everyone else is doing and everyone's talking about their 5K month or their 10K month or whatever. And you just kind of think in your head, oh my God, they earn that every single month. And like, there's so many factors at play, and just us having these conversations even is just so good at really kind of breaking up that facade and making people understand that it's totally normal for, you know, like you say, inconsistent income months. And in 1 month, last year I had 1 month that was crazy. It was like double all my other months. And then, like, you know, it's natural for there to be a little bit of a dip after that and things like that. So I think just, having somebody like you to be able to talk about these things and realize that they're not actually, realistic in terms of like goals. Or I'm not saying we don't have an income goal each month. Obviously I do still, but I'm not beating myself up if I'm not hitting it every month. And there's a peace that comes with that. And I feel like it's allowed me to keep pushing, but without the negative pressures, if that makes sense. So I've really enjoyed that. And also just going back to talking about the spreadsheet again, there's also an accountability factor about working with a coach. And again, I think this is also a personality thing for me. Again, I mentioned in the beginning, I'm a helper and I don't like to let people down. I always want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm, setting out to do. And I don't like to fail. Nobody does. But I think having that accountability of a coach is so helpful and honestly transformational, really.
Totally. I mean, what specifically about that would you say? Because I think a lot of people hear accountability and they think like, I'm literally like nagging at you every day. Like, did you do the thing kind of thing? Like, what do you think is the game changer in having that accountability?
No, well, let's clarify. You definitely do not nag or chase or anything like that. It's not about you setting tasks. It's about you helping me to uncover the things that I know that I need to do to take that next step forward. And it's an account. I'm saying it's accountability to you, but it's actually kind of accountability to myself, really, because I know that if I'm not taking that action, nothing's going to change and nothing's going to happen. And I, out of respect to you, obviously, I want to take the action as well, So, it's definitely not a case of you setting me homework and I've got to do the homework. Although, I mean, we get our tasks after our calls and things like that, which is great, especially for a list ticker offer like me. I'm embarrassed to admit that I actually haven't ticked all my things off our list. But, it's always there and it's always... If I've got like some spare time, I'm like, okay, what can I do now? And it just helps to provide me with that next step again. It's really coming back to that, giving me the tools to figure out that next step for myself each time and working towards that. So that's kind of really what the accountability thing.
Yeah, totally. And I think that combined with what you mentioned earlier in terms of like having someone to hold space for like both the dream and the goal, but also like what's realistic and what we've like, what I've seen happen and what we can bring to the table together. I think like there's so much value in that kind of like co-creative process.
Yeah,
where I always say like businesses aren't built in a bubble, but what I mean by that is like, as soon as it becomes bigger than just you, you're already like so much further ahead, right? And I was giving you a hard time about the consistent income months earlier, but like I really think like you dialing down the pressure on having to hit those was what made it possible for you to hit them so consistently, right? I think it was not having it feel like I've got to or else, but being able to hold like both of those, like I want this and I'm working towards this, but I'm also fully aware that I will be totally fine if I don't. Yeah. I think it's both of those that really, it's like this energy shift that happens, right? Mm. I think like a lot of what we're talking about here is like, is the energy shift, is the like self-trust you build in being accountable to yourself, is the self-trust you have in knowing if you don't hit it, you're going to be okay. Like there's just so much there in terms of that energy that really like does make you unstoppable in a way, you know?
Yeah. And I think like just having, and I've said it before, like having somebody to talk to and bounce off, and obviously I'm feeding off your energy and you are also giving me that kind of clarity that I need, and that basically trying to reining myself in, because I think a lot of creatives have this issue as well, where there's lots of different ideas going on and lots of different avenues they want to pursue. And you really helped me to figure out like where to start, what step to take next, and where I need to kind of put the handbrake on some of the other ideas without squashing them at all. Like, I'm not saying that you were saying that I couldn't do things or that I shouldn't, but just giving me that kind of guidance. And that was so valuable for me as well. I always said, like before, when I was looking for a coach, I need someone who's going to help rein me in, but also help me to make the best decisions, because I feel like that's where I sometimes go wrong. Is just, I'm a strange cat, I guess. I either decide on things really quickly and off the cuff and without thought, or I like take a long time. Like I said, you know, when I wanted to do the white label stuff, I had to take a long time to think about changing my bio and things like that. So it doesn't make sense. Unfortunately, I haven't figured out how to figure out which way I'm going. But yeah, it's just been really helpful having someone to guide me in that way as well, and just rein me in with all the ideas and things like that.
Yeah, I love that. I'm super transparent in this episode that Andrea really put in the work to shift her mindset and make those consistent income months a reality. But I also know that big results like the ones she experienced in Future You Coaching are possible for you as well, if you have the right mindset and support. It all starts with finding a way to sell that feels good to you so you can land clients on repeat and make more money because of it. That's why I love offering my free Sincere Sales Coaching calls to help you understand where you might be getting stuck in your sales process and what you can do to shift it so you can land more consistent clients in your business. I only offer a few of these sessions each week, so head over to amandajoyceweber.com/sincere sales to grab a time that works for you. I think the other thing that stands out to me that we should touch on is like, you are an absolute rock star when it comes to personal outreach. And I think that this is like, if I had to like sum up your magic, I would be like, she is amazing as soon as you connect with her. Like, as soon as people talk to you, like they just, like you have a magical quality that just like brings them back. Like, I think that that is just like such a like underappreciated quality that you have. And I think that like so many of like the clients I work with a lot of designers, and so many of them say like, you know, well, do I have to be on Instagram? Do I have to be like showing up in this way? And I think that, and I was like, no, like I have clients who like honestly don't show up on Instagram a ton, but they're really good at personal outreach and they've just really doubled down on that and they've really made it work for them. And like, you are totally one of those people in that category. Yeah. So can you talk to me a little bit about like what your mindset is going into that kind of personal outreach? Because I think a lot of people are like, oh my God, it's cold outreach. Like that doesn't work. That like I could never kind of thing. And yet you've really done it in a way that works for you. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that.
Sure. I mean, really, this has been such a game changer. And in a way, I look back and I think it makes so much sense for me, because I have always been a communicator. I've always been better with actually written word than spoken word, I'd say. And, you know, I love connecting with people. I love that initial like opportunity to connect with somebody and to really like figure them out. And the main thing that I can say to that is it's all about just really being authentic. And I don't normally like to use that word, but I think everyone says that now when they have to use that word. There needs to be another word.
We're like, I hate this word, but there's no better way to say it.
Oh, no, we need another word for authentic, please. But yeah, it's just being myself. And I know that sounds so corny, but I write the way I speak. I write my Instagram posts the way I speak. I don't kind of put any facade on when I'm speaking to somebody for the first time on a call or anything like that. So I think that ability to write naturally and as I say, how I speak in my emails and or DMs or whatever. And just going back to, you know, the whole idea of cold outreach. I mean, it's never really like ice cold frozen outreach. It's always like there's been an opportunity for me to connect with that person, or there's, you know, we've been following each other on Instagram or something like that. I mean, I would never literally just, well, I probably would, actually. I was going to say, I'd never literally Google someone and email them, but I actually probably would, if I'm honest, because I feel like I've got that confidence now that I'm not scared, because that's the other thing. I think it's just not being scared of what they're going to say. I mean, what is the worst that can happen? They are either going to ignore you or just come back to you and say, leave me alone or whatever, which is very unlikely. I think we often have these fears and we think the worst and we like what's, you know, these worst case scenarios, but most of the time people are actually really nice. And I mean, you're more likely to get ghosted or not responded to than have a nasty email back. So yeah, I think it's also just about, in terms of that whole strategy of outreach, it's just being thoughtful in the way that you do it as well. Like I say, you're not going to just kind of cold email someone and like shove an offer in their face and things like that. It's about connecting and building a relationship first. And the other thing that really helped me to do that and to feel confident in doing that was being prepared. And, you know, I've got my, for White Label, for example, I've got my White Label guide that I email to people, and I've had so many amazing comments and responses to that. Like just having a simple PDF, and it blows my mind because, you know, you see all these things online, oh, you know, PDFs are dead and email, you know, like you should have a website and stuff. And I'm not saying don't have a website. Obviously, you should have a website, especially if you're a designer. But the simple PDF coming to their email with really thoughtful wording, all the information, you know, it's really well built out guide. And it's not just something for White Label specifically. Any service provider can do something like this and create a service guide like this that actually shares all that information and does it in a really thoughtful way that's responding to the client's needs and wants, and, you know, really keeping that in mind, not just making it all about your packages and your pricing and your this, and, you know, really talking to what the client needs. So preparing and having that and having my lead tracker so that I know who I've emailed and who I haven't has been really helpful. And in responding to things like Facebook posts where people are, you know, in search of posts where people are looking for service providers or recommendations or things like that. You know, also being thoughtful in the way that you respond to those. That's another thing that I've had tons of comments on. Like I have responded to posts where there have been like 80 comments and I have been chosen out of all of those other designers because of the way that I commented on the post and the extra attention that I put into that comment to really address what they're asking for in the post and things like that. So it's just really being mindful and thoughtful in the way that you actually communicate and, you know, conduct the outreach.
But 100%.
Yeah. I mean, a really, really simple thing. Again, it's really not anything new. I mean, it's probably kind of actually going back to an older way of sales
and
doing business. Exactly. I mean, we all think now that you've got to come online and be all over social media and be this loud out there personal brand. You know, I'm not particularly active on my feed. I did do a post today, which is, I think, my second one of the year. but, you know, I don't have to be because I'm good at like doing this behind the scenes stuff. And that's it. I do want to be better at it because I really am leaning into kind of embodying everything that I've been, you know, teaching my clients and guiding them through the branding process and things like that. So I'm kind of going through a shift with that as well. And figuring out some things, but you don't have to be all, you know, there's different ways of doing it. There's social media is not just the only way of connecting with people and finding clients, especially as a creative online.
Totally. And I think that it's still a tool, right? Like you're not saying like, I think it's important to say, like, you're not saying, like, don't be on social media.
Absolutely
you're not,
not
saying, like, I hate social media and it should die, right? Like, I think people have very strong opinions in this space. But I think what you are saying is, like, I would say the majority of your clients come because you're really good at the outreach. You're really good at the follow-up. Like, do you think that's true?
Yes. And actually, the follow-up thing, that's a great point. I said earlier, a few years ago, I never used to follow up. I was just like, well, if they can't be bothered to respond to me, then I'm not interested myself. So I mean, I was thinking earlier when you were saying, you know, about entitlement And I was wondering if it's like a younger thing, like when you're earlier on in your journey, you kind of have that view. But anyway, so I, as I say, never used to follow up. Now, the follow-up part of the process, I find really helpful for me in terms of being able to put that lead to bed or not, you know, like whether it converts or not. At least I can update my tracker. But, you know, silver linings. But it's also just really helpful in like re-engaging with that person. And like, it's another like little opportunity to connect with them. And sometimes it's really just that they've forgotten or life happened and they, you know, they still may be interested in working with you. So I have had it where I have followed up with people a couple of weeks after and ended up working with them. Or even better, when people who I haven't ended up working with have actually recommended me to other people because they were so impressed with the communication and the engagement that we actually had. So there's always value in maintaining that, you know, building that relationship and creating that connection with people. That's been just one of my favorite things about this past year is connecting and, yeah, as I say, building those relationships and seeing where it can go with no expectation. And I think that's also really important, with no pressure and no force behind it. All really natural, enjoyable, and whether something comes from it or not, great. Either way, you know?
Totally. And I think that that is the energy that actually does convert better, because you're not in it only for the sale. Yeah. You're not in it only to get a, like, they're either a yes or a no to this and like that's the end of story. Like, you're genuinely in it to build the relationship and see where it can go. And I think that's why it usually does pan out that way.
And I think people just, as I said, I'm a helper. I actually really, at the end of the day, that's what I want to do, is I just want to help people create beautiful brands. And they can feel that through that conversation. And I also just want to say to anyone listening who is not that comfortable doing client calls and things like that, I'm not even joking. Probably about 7 years ago, you would never have gotten me on a phone call. I was not having it. I would just email out my pricing and that was it. There was no ways. Now it's like the first thing that happens, because it's also obviously important for me to be able to see if I can, I connect with the client and their work and things like that before I even quote them. But it's really about that first foundational kind of connection moment where you can set the tone for the rest of your relationship and the rest of the sales process, because it's taking that step to really understand what they need. And from there, it's, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easier to know what, you know, how the sales process might kind of unfold, how are you going to respond to them, how you are going to make sure that you really understand what their needs are before you kind of throw a package or a quote their way. Just making them feel understood, because I think that's what clients want. They just want to know that they are being understood, their needs are going to be met, and they are working with good people who care about their business as much as they do.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Agree. Totally agree. The last piece I want to hit on here that I think is really important that we haven't really given a lot of space to yet today is how much personal development work you did unrelated and separate to the business. And I think that a lot of times this kind of, I don't know, almost feels like obvious to people, or they think it's coaching is so business focused that like we never touch on some of these other pieces. But I think another piece that I give you so much credit for is just like how much you've really leaned into getting like daily walks in and how much more of a part of your life that's become, how you went on a yoga retreat, how you've been doing like sound baths, like things like that, that have really boosted your mindset and your overall well-being that I think only benefit the business. But I think so often it's easy to almost like separate those things or think of them as totally separate. And I've just seen like how much that has supported you in your business growth as well.
For sure. This is such a good topic. So I mean, obviously you're not my therapist, but on a lot of our calls, we have talked about non-work related stuff. Like, in all honesty, 2023 was probably like the worst year of my life personally. best year of my life business. And I think that's because I was able to like channel all that I had into the business side of things. And it really helped me a lot to have that success in that area when I was not doing so well in other areas. So yeah, there really was a journey for me, you know, starting last year and really coming into this year, which has been amazing in terms of all that personal work. I mean, there was therapy, there was hypnotherapy, there was, like you said, the yoga, the sound baths, the walking, the everything. And something as simple as walking, which I can really credit you with kind of instilling the importance of that, giving myself that time, really allowing myself to, you know, treat that as a non-negotiable rather than how I was treating it as a, if I can fit it in, I'll do it, has really been a game changer. And for me this year, I mean, I'm just obsessed with it now. All I want to do is go outside and listen to One Simple Shift podcast in my ears while I'm walking around, you know, and it's nothing crazy. It's not like extreme exercise. I'm not a particularly sporty person, but that being outdoors, having that space away from my computer, because I do become obsessed. I love my work, so I want to be on my computer all the time. And especially with this new, you know, this newfound drive, like I've always got something that I'm working on or want to do for my own business as well as my clients. So there's never enough time in the day. But really recognizing and seeing the benefit of that time that I'm giving myself and those extra bits and, you know, like we talked about, all that extra self-development work has just been so beneficial in so many ways. And now it's like when I don't give that to myself, I can see it's not, I'm not going to say spiraling, but I can see like it's impacting me when I don't do it. So it's been a really eye-opener. And like I say, the walking specifically, I can, yeah, you are responsible for that. You were just like, I can remember, it was like quite a while ago. And you were just like, even if it's just like 10 minutes a day, you have to go for a walk. So, just for mind reset, basically. And that's exactly what I love it for now. So it's, yeah, so good to just do all of that along with the coaching. Like, it's not just a one-dimensional thing, and it's not just something, you know, I'm not going to engage Amanda and she's going to change my life. I am also responsible for creating that change. And, you know, obviously using the things that we discuss, the tools that you give me, the knowledge that you share, but also expanding myself and doing other things and opening myself to doing other things to create that change and energy shift. It's been a complete energy shift. I think that's a great way of describing it. You said it earlier.
Yeah. And I think it's really valuable for people to hear that from you, because like we said earlier, you're not someone who's like got a ton of time. Like, this is not like, you know, I think that like you have kids, you have other obligations. Like, we joke about how little your kids are at school. Like,
well, I know. I think that they went back today. Thank goodness. Always on holiday.
But I think that it's valuable for people to hear that, because I think it's easy for them to be like, okay, Amanda, you like live in the mountains with your two dogs and you got nothing else going on. Yeah. Like, of course you can go for walks. But like, I think it's valuable for them to hear it from like someone who actually does have like a lot of other commitments and a lot of other things going on, that walking, like, you're still able to prioritize that.
The walking for me right now looks like walking my kids to school, and then I tack on a walk at the end of it. And I just kind of go around the neighborhood and wherever, I just, you know, walk wherever. And it's, yeah, often related to the length of the podcast. But I try and be back at, you know, certain times, because I've obviously only got a certain window to work without distraction while the kids are at school. So, but even now, you know, they've had half term last week. They're kind of old enough to be able to just leave in the house for a little bit, especially if I'm only just walking around the block. So I kind of lock them in, give the oldest one the keys, and just go for a walk with my podcast and just escape as well. And it really makes me a better mom to have that mental break from, you know, work and life and everything as well. So I feel like it really is a non-negotiable now. And I live in Scotland. It's not renowned for sunny weather. I now am one of those people who will go out for a walk in the rain. And I always used to laugh, because you would see people standing in the pouring rain, water pouring down their faces, having a fat conversation. And I just couldn't get it. But now I do. I'm going to be one of the people who's just out in the rain, because you can't, if you're going to wait for rain for it not to rain in Scotland before you do something, you're never going to do anything. So,
yes. Yeah. So good. Oh my gosh. I just love this conversation so much. And of course, I'm so incredibly grateful to you for sharing your experience, because I know that so many of these pieces can just be vulnerable to share and vulnerable to put out in the world. But I know it's so, so helpful for people to hear it. So thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing all of this with everyone.
Oh, thank you. And honestly, we've really just touched the tip of the iceberg. There's been so much more. We could talk for days about it, but really, I thank you. You have honestly helped me shift things completely. Like, compared to where I was a year ago, it's a dramatic change, and I'm so grateful. So thank you so much.
Yay. Amazing. So, Andrea, if people love what they heard from you today, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. My handle is AndreaBarris_design. No, underscore branding. Sorry. And my website is AndreaBarris.com. I think you'll probably put it in the show notes.
Yes, we will definitely drop all those great links in the show notes. You can head over there and follow her. And like I said, it's just been such a pleasure. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One Simple Shift. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at AmandaJoyceWeber.com/onesimpleshift. If you're loving this podcast, do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. These reviews truly mean the world to me, helping me to reach more people and have more impact. And as a special thanks, we'll reach out to everyone that leaves a review and you'll receive my absolutely free life and business changing Future You meditation. This mindset exercise is the simplest, easiest way to tap into Future You today and start being that woman now. I only wish I had a visualization exercise like this when I first started my business, and now it's available to all of you. Simply screenshot your review and email it to me at Amanda@AmandaJoyceWeber.com to receive your free meditation. And remember, sometimes the only thing standing in the way of a more profitable business and a more fulfilling life is one simple shift.